Jennifer O'Brien didn't always call herself an artist. In fact, she actively avoided it, because I believed the hype. I believed that you could not possibly make a living at art, she said. For 20 years, she managed dental offices instead. She was good at what she did, comfortable in the familiar. But the creative pull she'd pushed aside never fully let go. It wasn't until her family moved to Australia for her husband's job that something shifted. With no work visa and time on her hands, O'Brien signed up for a sculpting class. Something clicked. There was no going back to a 9-to-5 for me. It was just not going to happen, she said. After a few unexpected plot twists, that spark would eventually lead her to Bramble and Brush Arts, a downtown Chemainus studio that functions as gallery, classroom, art supply store and community space. It's not just a business, it's the happily ever after of her own artistic fairy tale. But every good story includes trials. After returning to Canada, O'Brien and her husband ran a Four Cats children's art franchise in Kamloops, which they loved. Then came COVID-19 and, like so many businesses, they couldn't weather the storm. When her daughter moved to Victoria for school, the O'Briens made a temporary move to Chemainus to be close by, but not too close. Then came the Chemainus Public Market, where she operated Broken Wing Studio. When it shut down, she was once again left without a space to call her own. She started looking for a new space right away but kept running into brick walls. So she waited. I told myself, the right space will show up. It did. Located in the heart of downtown Chemainus, Bramble and Brush Arts opened on June 14 in the space recently vacated by Bound to Be, which had just moved up the street. It was, as fairy tales say, just right. It's bright. It's open. It's visible, O'Brien said. This is the kind of place I would have picked myself. It felt good right away. Bramble and Brush Arts serves as O'Brien's studio, classroom and gallery filled with her playful ceramics, original paintings and her signature sculpted mushrooms. I love them. I think they're so awesome, they're so weird, she said of her fungal friends. Mushrooms became more than a motif, they became a metaphor. There are parallels between mycelium, the underground network fungi used to communicate, and the web of relationships O'Brien's studio fosters. The Bramble and Brush name came from my love of fairy tales, my love of mythology and folklore and that sort of thing, she said. They're always out in the bramble and the brush and the forest and the woods and the mud and the muck. That's where the story takes place, right? When her husband asked, are you done with Broken Wings? Like, are you still broken? O'Brien realized she wasn't. It was time to name her studio after where the magic happens. It was just appropriately named for the sort of whimsy that I put out there, she said. What I do is whimsy and fantasy and silliness, this little mushroom world that I live in. O'Brien teaches introductory and intermediate classes in ceramics, watercolor and acrylics. But more than technique, her focus is on making art accessible, especially for people who think they aren't artistic. I teach the way I want to be taught, she said. Here's a concept. This is what the concept looks like. This is how you achieve the concept. Now let's do it together. I'm building up the skill first and then we're applying it. She compares the artistic process to athletic training. We expect that athletes work hard every day. There's a lot of effort that goes into that. That's what allows them to do what they do and we expect that of them, she said. Nobody ever expects that of artists. They think they're lazy, they're goofing around, they're irresponsible, they're loosey-goosey. Well, that's not true. What is true, is that artists and athletes alike need time to grow and improve. You can't go out tomorrow and run a marathon. You have to put in the hours. So why is it okay for us to acknowledge that it takes time to run a marathon, but it's not okay to acknowledge that it takes time to get good at art? O'Brien joined the Chemainus Art Group shortly after moving to town and served as a director. That helped her meet other local artists and become part of the creative community. She also taught classes with Ladysmith Arts. Now she's got everything she wants all in one place. I love teaching. I love talking to people about art. I love making the art myself. And I love doing the business side, she said. It's got everything I need. While some artists dream of large-scale success, O'Brien is happy to keep things small and meaningful. I want to keep everything relatively small. I like small, she said. Big is not as accessible and it's not as personalized. Tourists have purchased and taken her work home with them to France and the Netherlands, but O'Brien isn't chasing worldwide art domination. Her goal is consistency. Regular classes, steady art sales, and a shop that introduces people to high-quality supplies they'd otherwise have to travel for. She's not building an empire, just a handmade happily ever after. I'd be happy to do this until I decide, at 85 or 90, to retire, she said. Magic, after all, has always lived in the bramble and the brush.